came up last week in communications with various shishya, and it's the idea of making a mistake and how we react to a mistake that we make. So, of course, the common first reaction is to feel bad, feel sad, to get emotional, and wish we hadn't done it. And depending on how we were raised, that sadness can be small or large. If we were raised in a way to feel bad when we made mistakes, if that's what our parents emphasized, that blame and shame, you made that mistake, you should have never have done that, you know, how could you be so stupid kind of approach, then of course as an adult, when we make a mistake, we feel much worse than if we weren't raised that way. But in any case, that's a natural first reaction, but we need to move beyond it. We can't just stop there and end up feeling sad about it or extremely discouraged about it and leave the matter at that point. So I was thinking of a phrase, and the one famous phrase, to err is human, but to forgive is divine. Remember that phrase? So I created a variation on the phrase, which is, to err is human, but to err only once is divine. We all make mistakes, but if we can make them only once, that's better than keeping on repeating the same mistake. And we have that ability, and someone who is self-reflective and focused on what they're doing, the natural reaction after becoming sad is to think about, gee, how can I prevent myself from doing this again? What did I do wrong? Was I simply careless? Am I lacking certain knowledge? Now, why is it that I did this in the first place? So that's someone who's really striving, not just kind of living in a fog of emotion or not really being mindful. So, of course, that's the objective, is to find out what's missing. Perhaps we need some knowledge. Perhaps there's something we didn't learn about this subject that we need to know. Maybe we need to ask an expert or read a book. Maybe we just weren't paying attention. We were thinking about one thing and doing another, and that's why we made a mistake. So we need to resolve to pay more attention next time we're doing this, because there's certainly no reason we want to repeat the same mistake twice. So that's a necessary second reaction, stepping beyond just feeling bad, figuring out why it occurred and making sure it won't occur again. So that's being divine. To err only once is divine, meaning we're on the spiritual path. We're taking our mistakes seriously and striving not to make them twice. However, even a third step is needed if other people were involved. We may have upset them in some way by this mistake. We may have just caused strained feelings, where feelings were flowing harmoniously before. So if either of those situations has occurred, then we need to fix the situation with the other person as the third step of having made this mistake. So perhaps an apology would be appropriate. That's the most direct way of fixing something. But if we're not that close to someone, like if they're a co-worker at work, an apology may seem out of place. So just extra friendly words or a gift or some kind action that we normally wouldn't do is a way of fixing the flow of emotional force between us to get it back into a harmonious flow. And if we made a mistake that hurt someone's feelings, in that case, to help them let go of the hurt feelings toward us by the apology. So that's a third step when a mistake occurs, if other people are involved, fixing emotional force. And there's even a fourth step. This is reserved for serious mistakes. Let's say in a weak moment we did something that was dishonest. whether we're a student and we cheated slightly on a test, or an adult, we fudged on our tax returns or whatever, you know. We did something that was technically dishonest. And afterwards, we feel bad about it. Of course, we resolve not to do it. And in this case, no one else was involved, so we don't have to apologize, but we still feel bad about it. Well, what's needed? We need to do a penance. If after all the other corrections have been done to a mistake and we still feel bad, it means our conscience is telling us we did something that we really shouldn't have. And the way Gurudeva has taught us to compensate is we do a penance, prostration penance, some kind, a bit serious. Maybe we fly off to Fiji, do a serious penance, depending on what it is. But in any case, as a result of the penance, any sense of feeling bad about it should be gone. There's no reason we should feel bad about a mistake. We should get rid of that feeling. Because we all make mistakes. It's natural to make mistakes. To err is human. So we need to accept that. That's how we learn. But when we do learn, we should feel good about having learned. We shouldn't feel bad still. It's like in school. You know, if we study mathematics, we don't quite understand something and we get it wrong, you know, we don't feel that bad. We study a little harder and we get it right. You know, life is like that too. So the sense of feeling bad because of a mistake should be gotten rid of one way or another. These same principles regarding mistakes apply in the case of parent to child, teacher to student, or supervisor to his or her staff. So if a mistake is made, the elder person, the parent, the teacher, the supervisor, needs to help the younger person understand, gain new knowledge, so that the person doesn't make the mistake again. That's the whole goal, is to not repeat the mistake. So quite often, that's not the response that's given. You know, the parent doesn't sit down and figure out why the child made the mistake, take that amount of time, and train the child, give the child new knowledge that the child is obviously lacking, so the mistake isn't made again. That doesn't always happen. It's more likely to happen with a teacher because the teacher is paid to teach. So the teacher knows, gee, the student made a mistake. Maybe I didn't do my job. Maybe there's something I need to teach the child so the child won't make the same mistake again. And a supervisor and staff depends on the situation. Some are more prone to train than others. But if a supervisor has staff that makes a mistake, the first thought should be, is there something I need to train this staff in that they don't know? Are they lacking knowledge? So I had a wonderful conversation a couple of weeks ago with Iraja Sivadas, and he's, of course, in Northern California and taking care of his mother there, and he's teaching at a school for, how would you call the students? Say they're disturbed, emotionally disturbed children are going to this school. They have learning difficulties and grown up in difficult situations, so it takes extra patience to teach them. And so he's having a very interesting experience there, dealing with these children, and quite often the ones that have the most trouble learning are the ones that come from the most difficult family situations, where there was divorce at a very young age, and so forth. So he has the personal history file of each student, and he studies that in conjunction with teaching them, so that when difficulties come up, when they reject his teaching and give them a bad time, he can try and understand their personal histories. So he finds that very helpful in terms of helping them acquire the knowledge. And he has an interesting approach to mathematics. He's so good at it that he doesn't even need to follow the textbook. You know, he's an MA in math, so it's just second nature to him. It's like a good music teacher doesn't have to follow a music training book. Just knows how to teach music. So he knows how to teach math, and he's come up with a way of accommodating different people's natures. He's found that he teaches each point in three different ways. Teaches three different ways to solve a specific kind of problem. And one of the ways clicks with each student, but he doesn't know which way will work. But there's different ways that people understand mathematics. Isn't that interesting? So he presents it in three different ways, and each student says, well, of course that way makes sense, but the other two don't. Why'd you even bother to teach those? But each student will choose one of the different three ways and not the same, of course. So all three ways are necessary. So it shows that he's a good teacher, that he's found an effective way to convey these principles to people based upon experience. So he's an excellent teacher of the subject, and I'm sure students learn more about mathematics from him than from most mathematics teachers who just follow the textbook in a simple way. So he's taking that principle very seriously. If someone makes a mistake, it means I need to pass on additional information to them that they don't have so they won't make the mistake twice.